Okay, so we're going to start the topic of Goy on page 413. The Shir should be as Chaim Shemshinari, as well as, excuse me, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Ben Chaim Menachem and Zion, and should also be as Chus for a Refuah Shleima, as well as Chus for all those in a Makom Sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we're going to talk now about the attitude that a Yid should take in Golus, and how a Yid is supposed to coexist with the Goyim. On page 413, he says, Amru Chazal, Shetzarich li zoher, a person has to be very careful, Shloi lahachas afilu l'goy katan, not to start up, not to antagonize even a child of a non-Jew. Ki evrasim shmura netzach malchusaya basra. The anger simmers. They never release it, and they have the malchus behind their ears. What that means is that one day that they may be in a position to reciprocate. Well, Ma'isi b'Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi talks about a story. B'Roya Chazirim, there was this shepherd of pigs who was not Jewish. Shehiku Ayehudim, the Yehudim basically started up with him and they shepherd him. V'soif shenasa melech, eventually he became the king. V'lulei Rabbi Yishmael shegamal imoy, if not for the fact that Rabbi Yeshua had once done him a favor, how you write to Lassos Kloya, he would have committed genocide, right? And this is essentially the story of the longest Pesach, the same idea, where you had the kid that the Noi Debi Yehuda helped out, and as a result, because of that, he told the Noi Debi Yehuda that his uncle was trying to kill out the people in Prague. And you have to be careful, even when you know that he's not in a position that he'll never be in a position to be able to harm you. Why? Because even though he won't be in a position of authority, but Shema, right? Like they say, you never know. You never burn a bridge. Why? Because you never know. You might one time be traveling or be out alone. He'll be together with a group of friends. And even if he's not, he wouldn't on his own go and harm you, but his friends will egg him on to harm you. So with this in mind, don't ever get into a fight. Don't ever antagonize a non-Jew, even if it's a child or a lowly person. You never know what tomorrow brings. And you may potentially be putting yourself in a sakana, which means you're either avnishmartem oid. Even if the result will be that all he did is curse you. But still, that's not good, because you're going to say, okay, so what's the worst that's going to happen in this case? So I antagonize the guy, and the guy is going to curse me out. Yeah, but you know what? Shari Amru, Al-Tihi, kill us, Hedyot Kalabeinecha. The Gemara in Megillah says that you don't let the curse of an ordinary person be insignificant. Why? If you remember what he talked about in the topic of bracha, he said to always give people brachas, always be in the mode and in the mind frame of giving people brachas. Why? Because Adraba Shalom, you should give a bracha, a positive greeting to everyone. Because we said that brachas and klalos, the reason why you shouldn't mock the bracha or klal of a person is because everyone's mazel and shemayim has times when it's more open and it's more roi for that person to have a shefa, whether it's the shefa of the bracha or the shefa of the klala. There are times where it's more powerful. And so even a curse given by a low person will have more impact at that time. And since you never know, so you always have to want to be in a situation where you're giving people brachas, maybe that's a good zman for them, and you're avoiding klolos because that may be a powerful zman for the klola to take effect. Now, what about being in a position of influence and interacting with goyim in terms of not causing jealousy and envy of the goyim? Says Vemhirchav, if Hashem expanded a person's wealth, Matan Adam Yarchivloy. You have to understand that that a person's gift broadens his access, which means now he can use his wealth to gain access to places he otherwise wouldn't. Bipam, he should make sure to give gifts of tzedakah to non-Jews every so often. The Kaimashinemar, send bread on the water, and after many days you'll find it. Which means that you give tzedakah to everyone, and it's not going to go unrewarded. There may be times when you do chesed to a guy, and it will come and it will help others. Because these high ranking, I'm sorry, will be yoiser even further. Tzrichim lizara anashim akrev lemalchus, people who have ties to the government, v'lememshalos, and to the kingdoms, sheyigmelu chesedim kol hagoyim, to be careful to deal kindly with non-Jews, the official who signed a machmas kimmel. Because you're going to have many people who hate you and are jealous of you. Anytime a Yid is successful or is in a position of authority, there are non-Jews that are jealous. Why is he being promoted over me? It bothers them. Their eyes get darkened automatically when they see Jewish people in positions of rank and authority. And if on top of it, you're going to treat them harshly, and you're going to abuse your authority, shmura. So now they're not only going to be envious of you, but they're going to have a hatred of you, and they're going to try in some way to get even. They're going to plot to get revenge and bear grudges against you like a snake. Until the day comes when you lose that power, that authority, and now you're vulnerable. Right? Like the Mishnah Nava says, everybody has a time. Everybody has a time when they are, so to speak, on top. Regarding this, it says in Kehelas, when things go well, do good, but in a time of misfortune, re'eh, be very careful. So if this is the case, what should a Jewish person do to make people like him, to make people wish him well, and to be there in his time of need? Is that whenever you encounter a guy, do chesed and give gifts to the extent that you can. The bribe that you give them will blind their eyes to any negative midos or any negative attributes that they attribute to you, and they'll stop complaining. So Shlomo HaMelech says that don't let 1,000, if you have a 10,000 friends, don't think that you have too many. Even you can never have enough friends, and vice versa. Don't let one enemy seem insignificant to you, because again, you can never have enough friends. You always have the ability to benefit from others, no matter how many people you already know. And number two is you can have one enemy, but the right enemy in the right place at the right time could mean trouble. He says one enemy can kill the king, right? Like we saw, one yokel can go and assassinate a president and bring down a government. So if you're vigilant, you have to look out for the welfare of non-Jewish people, whether they are young or whether they are old, no matter where they are on the social spectrum.